As you drive to work this morning, how would you feel about paying an extra 8 cents per litre for fuel? As you may know, the New South Wales government is considering a plan to force all petrol stations to supply ethanol fuel at the bowser. At the moment, there are more than 900 service stations in New South Wales which don't sell E10. So these stations would need to spend up to around $900,000 to convert their tanks and pumps to supply ethanol fuel. And those costs are likely to be passed on to consumers, which would add this 8 cents per litre more. So on average, over the course of a year, motorists would pay an extra $154. Mark McKenzie is the chief executive with the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association, which is the organisation which represents most petrol stations, and he is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Bill.
How likely do you think this could come in, that we'd all be paying more for fuel?
Well, look, it's one of the issues that's gaining favour in terms of what we're hearing the government's about to do. They started a 12-month review in November of last year, and despite no formal consultation with industry, have been quietly considering this option, and we understand they're going to try and rush it through before Christmas.
Well, before Christmas. Well, why is it then that these 900 service stations don't sell E10?
When the legislation was introduced in 2007, it was recognised that businesses were going to face some increased costs. So what the legislation did was to protect the smaller businesses by stating that any business that operated less than 20 sites would not have to comply with the legislation.
And they presumably still do all right as businesses? They don't suffer because they don't sell this?
No, and in fact, what we're actually finding is that there's a slight majority of motorists who actually indicate they would not purchase ethanol blended fuel. So our own research shows that the motoring community is very heavily divided between those that use it and those that are vehemently opposed to use it. It's about 50-50.
So what's behind the plan to force everyone to use it?
Well, I suppose that's a real question, Bill, for us. Basically, the government set a target of 6% ethanol mandate when they first introduced the legislation. And that was first done on the basis of prohibiting regular unleaded petrol and replacing all regular with E10. In 2012, after considerable pressure, the O'Farrell government rolled back the prohibition and we put E10 and RALT back on the forecourt. And effectively, consumers have voted with their feet. So we've seen the growth in E10 that got up to about 4%. As people have been given choice in the forecourt, it's fallen back to what we think the reasonable level is, which is about 2.5%, 2.7%.
And really, forcing the petrol stations to supply this fuel isn't going to solve their problem if they want increased usage. They're going to make people, as you say, buy it. And at the moment, that enthusiasm just isn't there.
That's right. So we're going to be forced to spend money on infrastructure for a product that one in every two customers that drives on the forecourt doesn't want. So it doesn't make any sense at all. And in fact, when you start to look at the capital cost that's being imposed on these smaller businesses, you've got to say the whole thing's actually anti-business.
So what are you proposing to do? What's your campaign going to be?
Well, look, we really said two things. We firstly want to let consumers know that this is actually going on because the whole thing's been done behind closed doors and it actually has an impact not only on the businesses but also ultimately on consumers. But we point the government to the fact that the big economies that they talk about that have gone down biofuels, particularly the US, have had a very strong capital program of supporting the small businesses, recognising that it costs money to sell E10. And so we're saying you need to look at that. You can't just simply throw our industry under a bus because you believe that this is a good thing and force our industry to wear costs that they can't bear.
Well, are they going to subsidise the independents who have to put this in?
Well, this is what we need to hear. And as I say, we've been going for 12 months. They haven't come near us with any discussion, despite the fact that our industry is going to be the one that bears the brunt of this. So we're really looking to hear whether there is going to be assistance that's provided. They haven't done it to date. And I suppose there'd be a question here. We've been at them for 6 months to ask exactly what's happening. And if you think that they were going to be able to resolve our issue, they might have had a chat to us much earlier.
I wouldn't hold your breath. I've just had a meeting with Malcolm Turnbull where the whole subject was whinging about not having enough money. So yeah. Getting more out of them for this one's going to be tough.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, the point here is we recognise that, but there's a question here of why are we pushing to sell a product that 50% of motorists don't want and forcing business to introduce infrastructure to pay for that? Makes absolutely no sense, and it's got our suspicions up about what the real motivations are.
And what are your suspicions?
Well, our concern is that there is only one producer in this state that produces ethanol, the Manildra Group. They're the only beneficiaries from a mandate. And if you have a look at the article this morning, you'll actually see they've been very significant donors to all three parties, which makes you question why we've got bipartisan support in this area. We've actually had a company that's actually done very well in the background.
Conspiracy theory out on the table for you there from Mark McKenzie, the CEO of Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association. Thanks for joining us this morning. And we're curious to hear your ideas on this. What do you think about the possibility of having to pay an extra 8 cents per litre? Do you think we're already paying enough? And do you currently fill up with E10? Or are you one of the many, and we have to confess, like Bill and I, who don't go near the stuff? Thoughts, yeah?
On 13, 13, 32, they've got to have the demand you would expect before they present the supply. Or are you having a problem getting E10 at your local servo and you would actually like to see it more available?